Have you ever truly wondered what motivates us? Is it this innate desire or desires versus values, or is it a combination of both? I think Viktor Frankl, who's a renowned psychologist, he actually wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. Highly recommend the book. Highly recommend the book. Definitely go out and read that. But he believed that there was an interplay between drives and values. And I want to talk about three things that I think are important, hopefully three takeaways for you for today's episode of Multifamily Collective. The first thing is understand what your drives are. These are things that are innate in all of us. We need food, water, shelter, right? If you think about the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you need those things in order to sort of have a baseline for showing up in the world on a daily basis. And so understand what those drives are. Those are innate in everybody. You have those and they do drive some of the actions that you do in your life every day. Then understand your values. We talk about values a lot on the Multifamily Collective. We've written about values a lot in our blogs, in our articles that we put out into the world. But my encouragement to you today is really get deeply into your values this year. Understand what your drives are. Get deeply into defining what your values are and understanding what your values are. And then the third is balance those two things. Understanding your drives are going to be there. Align your values with those things that drive you, those things that are innate in you. Food, water, shelter being three of them, three of the bigs. Align those two things. Make sure that those two things are in concert, because if they're not in concert, you're going to be fighting against yourself a lot, internally, externally, in the way that you behave, internally, in the way that you grapple with things. If those two things are not in alignment, drives and values, you'll have a lot of conflict in your life, interpersonally and with other people. So that being said, my encouragement to you this year is to get really deeply into those things, align those things, and then think about what you want to accomplish in your life, goals or otherwise. What are those aims of your life you want to accomplish? And then once you have those drives and values aligned with those things that you want to accomplish, sky's the limit. 2024 will be an epic year. I believe in my heart of hearts that 2024 is going to be an epic year, selfishly for myself, selfishly for this community, selfishly for the multifamily industry at large. I am very excited about 2024. I'm excited about 2025 and the out years as well. But 2024 is going to be an epic year. This is a pivot year. It is a year for change. It is a year to embrace those pivots and those changes that are happening to you, that are happening to me, that will continue to happen across this industry, in the broader economy. It's going to be an incredibly exciting year. And I can't wait to wake up every single morning and participate in this community. We're going to build this community out in 2024. We're going to build it out in a real way and create community where we can support each other, we can encourage each other, we can inspire each other, motivate each other to achieve big things in this year, 2024, and in the out years, 25, 26, and beyond. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.